Good morning. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. What do John Gotti Jr., El Chapo, former WPIX TV reporter Vince Dementri, Fat Joe, The Game, and wrestling's The Ultimate Warrior all have in common? Well, their lawyer. Not very much, but their lawyer. They all have the wisdom to acquire at one time or another the pound-for-pound best cross-examiner and probably the best trial attorney I've ever seen, Jeffrey Lichtman. You may know him from his contributions on the radio. I'll tell you, if you've ever seen him in a courtroom, it is a sight to behold. And now, you might not know the name Emma Ispuro, but if somebody asks you about El Chapo's wife, I'm betting you have an opinion sooner rather than later. And evidently, Emma Coronel Ispuro, and apologies to the many Hispanic listeners we have for my butchering of her name, has acquired Jeffrey Lichtman as her attorney to get an idea of what we can expect with respect to her defense or lack thereof. I thought we'd go straight to the horse's mouth, and very, very pleased to be joined by Jeffrey Lichtman. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining me on the radio this morning.
Thanks for having me, Frank, and this is a very rare thing for me. This is the only second interview I've given on this case. You notice you weren't first.
Trust me, I'm flattered to be in the top 100, believe
okay,
me.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so first, before we get into the strategy behind this defense and exactly what she's going to be doing, explain to folks what exactly she's charged with.
Well, she's charged with the same things that her husband was charged with, basically involvement in a conspiracy to import drugs into the United States. I mean, that's basically the main charge here. So nothing's really changed. And the actions that they're alleging against her all occurred, they ended in 2016, because that's when El Chapo, her husband, was actually extradited to the U.S. It was January of 2017. So they're not alleging that she's done anything in the last 4 years at all.
All right. So do you think she's being targeted either for retribution purposes by the DOJ or for publicity purposes? We've certainly seen a lot of prosecutors that have no qualms about doing either.
I don't think this is a thing where it's a single prosecutor who made a decision to charge her. I mean, this is obviously something way up the totem pole to make a decision to charge the wife after all of these years. I mean, keep in mind that you've got the fellow Cienfuegos who was arrested when he got off a plane in California. The Mexican official was brought to the Eastern District. They then released him back to Mexico, even though he was facing charges that would give him life in prison, because the Mexicans promised to look into it themselves. He then went back to Mexico and was immediately released, and the investigation dropped. So you've got all sorts of narco traffickers, official ones and unofficial ones, that are free in Mexico, and yet suddenly the wife of El Chapo is so important to be charged. But, you know, again, I can't really put I can't really blast the government for that part of it, because, look, in their mind, if a law has been violated, they're allowed to charge it. And certainly evidence came out during El Chapo's trial that implicated his wife, at least according to the government.
Now, headline in today's New York Post, or yesterday's New York Post, indicates she's poised to rat out cartel, and that's attributable to these unnamed sources. Tell us, is she going to cooperate as part of a ongoing criminal probe here? Is she going to rat out the cartel or anybody else?
Well, I'm not going to comment on what she is or what she isn't going to do, but what I will say is that the planting of the story, and it first started in a blog, a website called, I think it's called Vox, some scummy blog, in which it was reported again by unnamed people. It didn't say that it was federal agents, but it obviously was. And then you saw in the Post, it actually attributed it to unnamed federal agents. I mean, it's the absolute most despicable thing, probably the worst prosecutorial governmental misconduct I've ever experienced in 30 years. And I've been involved with fabrication of evidence, destroying evidence, lying to judges, lying to juries by the feds. But to actually put this out there is an attempt to murder her and her family. And let's be clear about this. She's got 2 9-year-old girls that are exposed, obviously. And to put this out there so flippantly is designed to kill them, to pressure her, or just to, if there was cooperation, let's just take it from both sides. If there was cooperation that was going on or was about to go on, it's been destroyed. So you've got federal agents that don't care about the fact that they've sworn to uphold the law, have violated it, and have destroyed any ability to exploit any cooperation by her. That's the first part. Excuse me. If there is no cooperation, it was clearly designed to force her to cooperate, to put pressure on her, to target her family, to make her think that the only choice she has is to cooperate. Either way, what the agents did, and there were multiple, as I said, multiple agents, and it was said to at least 2 press outlets that I can tell, actually a third in Mexico, so there was a third one, that recounted a stop of her in San Diego in 2017. Word by word, it was reported in the Mexico press that obviously came from the agent. This action, these actions by doing this, dwarf anything Emma Coronel is alleged to have done. Let me make that clear again. Let me say that again. The leaking of this or the planting of this into the press was designed to kill her family. There's no question about it that it puts them in the crosshairs. There's no doubt that it violated the law. It no doubt that it obstructs justice. It is 10 times worse than anything Emma is alleged to have done, which is basically act as a secretary for her husband. She was in her 20s at the time. So let's be clear. She's sitting in a jail cell right now in Alexandria, Virginia. They've given her 1 shower in 5 days. They've given her a lack of blankets. They said that we can't give you more blankets because we need to know your temperament first with the blankets. I want to make sure she doesn't hang herself in her cell with the blanket. So she's got a thin blanket, one. She's freezing in her jail cell, and you've got these arrogant federal agents that are leaking these allegations to the press all over the globe. And they're sitting there and they're watching cartoons right now on TV and they're free. And the government, I'm going to ask, obviously, for a full investigation by this. Nothing will happen. Nothing ever happens. They'll pretend that they're taking this very seriously and they'll make every effort to find the culprit. And listen, there are good prosecutors and good agents that are involved. The ones that are dealing in this case, I actually trust this prosecutor and this agent with my own life. That's how honest I believe they are. But they can't control the entire DEA or the FBI. They can't control everybody. But these people, nothing's going to happen to them. Will they ever find the leak? I don't know. Will they ever find the person that planted this? I don't know. But we all know nothing's going to happen. And Emma Coronel rots in a jail cell, terrified that her family is going to be killed because of obstruction of justice of our federal government. Now, I know you've got listeners out there that are thinking, who gives a damn about a drug dealer's wife? Well, you know what? You're the same people that when you get caught for cheating on your taxes, when you get caught for driving drunk, when you get caught for bouncing a check or some other BS crime, you're going to be on your knees in my office begging me to represent you. That's the truth. So don't act as if it doesn't matter, because it does matter. Because if they cheat on Emma Coronel's case, guess what? They're going to cheat on your case. They're going to cheat on the case of your uncle, your father, your brother who gets arrested. It's got to be stopped. It's the single worst governmental misconduct, as I said, I've ever seen. And I'm researching right now whether we can even make a motion to dismiss the charges based on it. They're basically attempting to kill her family and her as well.
If people are just tuning in, we're talking with Jeffrey Lichtman. Excuse me. We're talking with Jeffrey Lichtman, veteran criminal defense attorney. He's representing Emma Coronel Ispuro, the wife of El Chapo Guzman, who Jeff also represented, delivered a really impressive summation in that case that caught all of the press in the gallery at one moment laughing, the next moment gasping, and the rather shocking news leaked to 3 press outlets by federal law enforcement officials that she seems poised to cooperate Jeff, you think that if there was discussions towards cooperation, this was the surest way to break down those discussions?
Well, look, obviously the effort, the planting of the story was designed to destroy any chance of exploiting any cooperation. I'm not going to say whether she has any interest or whether she doesn't have any interest, but it's not up to the government. It's not up to unnamed, cowardly, scumbag federal agents to decide what a defendant gets to do in a case. It's not up to them to decide that they can obstruct justice and prevent the exploitation of perhaps an asset to help stop drug dealing. I mean, they don't get to choose this, but they do because they've also got the reporters that are in bed with them, obviously, and protect them. And, you know, as I was talking to the reporter who initially broke this on the website, he said, you know, this is just, I said to him, you know, this is such a historically important thing for you. That's why you need to publish this. This is so important that there may be collateral damage, like the death of her children. He says, I'm glad you understand. I said, I was being sarcastic, you jackass. This imbecile thought that he was sitting on the Pentagon Papers. You think that the idea that a Mexican may cooperate after getting arrested, like this is some kind of earth-shaking, groundbreaking news? They think it's Watergate. This is the millennial mentality, is that it's okay for children to be killed as long as we can get a few more clicks. How many friggin' clicks do you think that this website's getting anyway?
That is for sure. So what is the next step in this whole process, Jeff? I know she was denied bail. What's the next time that she'll be before a judge, and what will that next appearance be?
Well, she wasn't denied bail. A bail application wasn't made. I mean, she was picked up when she came into Dulles. And at that point, I was in no position to make a bail application. Although she is an American citizen, she was born here, she has no ties to America, she has no property here, she has no family here. So I was in no position to make a bail application a matter of hours later to a federal judge, because if you make it and you lose, it's going to be very tough to get bail later because you're going to have to show changed circumstances. So all I did was pass on and say, look, I'll agree to a temporary order of detention, but with the understanding that I can make an application at a later time once I gather properties, letters, sureties, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to draw that distinction. She's never
Thank
been
you.
Denied
yes,
bail.
Yes, I appreciate that. That's my, as usual, being an uninformed member of the media, that's why I appreciate you straightening me out on
well,
that.
Listen,
I appreciate
don't,
that.
Don't give yours. Don't demean yourself. I mean, the fact is you actually care about criminal justice issues. You actually care about fairness in the system, which makes you different than everybody else in the media. Make that clear. You actually care that justice is done, even if it's something that may upset some of your listeners. So I do give you credit for that, which is the reason why I'm doing this interview now, and I wouldn't go on Good Morning America when they called after she got arrested.
Jeff, what is the next step? What happens next?
What happens next is she has not been indicted yet. She was arrested on a complaint. They have 30 days to indict. We can agree to roll it over month after month if need be to see if there's a possibility of a plea agreement, if she's going to fight the case. No discovery comes out until she's indicted. You know, I'm in discussions with the government. There is no set court appearance yet. We'll probably let the court know whether or not the case is going to go to indictment, if there's going to be a plea, if there's going to be a battle. But right now, everything's sort of up in the air, as I said, because at least one, if not multiple, federal agents felt that it was more important than doing their job. It was more important to try to kill this woman's family. And listen, again, Everybody deserves justice. If you're in America, if you live here in America, you have to understand that we have a constitution. This is what separates us from the animals. This is why we're not theocracy in the Middle East. What we are is we're the greatest country on earth, and we have the best criminal justice system. But it only works if both sides do their part honestly. And to have agents obstructing justice, planting stuff illegally in the media, is a disgrace. And again, as I say, it dwarfs anything that Emma Cornell is alleged to have done.
Jeff, before I let you go, and we're talking with seasoned criminal defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman, if you're going to murder someone, trust me, you want to have his number handy in the aftermath of doing so, or at least his website, jeffreylichtman.com. Three quick items I want to run by you before we let you go. I know that you represented John Gotti Jr., and I believe as a protege of both Gerald Chargel and Jimmy LaRosa, you participated in some extent to the legal representation of John Gotti Sr. A few days ago, Peter Gotti passed away. Did you know him at all? Did you have much of an opportunity to interact with him? What was he like?
I spent a little time with him, mostly with, obviously, John is like a brother, and John's father actually wrote part of the appeal. Peter, you know, to me, was a guy that never really, this was not his life to me. He was a quiet guy. He seemed to be a family guy. He cared about his family. His family cared about him. I think it was sort of one of those accidental situations that he got thrust into the role to be in this family that he probably wasn't well suited for. But he didn't have the charisma of his brother, and he obviously didn't have the charisma of his nephew, John Jr. But, you know, the family cared about him, and I think you can tell a lot about somebody is that when they pass, if their family cares. And certainly his family did. They loved him, and that says a lot about him, and I can't say that about everybody.
Sunday morning, the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has asked for a special prosecutor to probe allegations of sexual harassment. This is a little bit of a departure from what he had been saying running up to this weekend. He's officially asked the Attorney General Tish James and the Chief Judge of the New York Court of Appeals, Janet DeFiore, to select a special investigator to probe these claims. Where do you think this is all headed, this Cuomo investigation?
Well, Cuomo is clearly the most despicable New York politician maybe in decades. I mean, a completely foul human being. And this is before the sexual harassment allegations. This is before him lying about the deaths in the nursing homes due to the coronavirus. He's suggested that there be an independent investigation. I think he's suggested former federal judge Barbara Jones, but she doesn't have subpoena power. That's why he's doing it. He doesn't want there to be someone who actually can subpoena information, records, et cetera. You need to get somebody like Tish James to go in there, either do it herself or appoint somebody with subpoena power. Cuomo was famously noted for saying when Justice Kavanaugh was going through his travails that he should take a polygraph test. I mean, that's Andrew Cuomo's always, this is what you should do. This is how you should live. But this isn't how I should live and what I should do. I say give him a polygraph test. He's surely going to fail. I mean, the guy is such a disgusting person. I had a run-in with him 30 years ago almost. And he threatened to have me arrested and disbarred. All I did was send him a demand letter for money that he stole from a client of mine. He was then a lawyer at the time.
Is that when he was working for? Was that when he was working with Michael Blutrick,
yeah,
the convicted sex
child
offender,
molester, who then turned the government rat? And of course, that's typical for the government. This is what they put on their bench. And I simply sent a simple demand letter. I was 25 or 26 years old, and I got back the most angry, insane, purple faced, tongue hanging out, eyes bulging out of his head, his mouth foaming, saying, "I'm going to have you arrested and disbarred." And I was like, "Dude, I just sent you a friggin' demand letter. Calm down. This is the kind of guy he is when you're born on third base and you think that you hit a triple," which is what that sleazy, greasy, scummy Andy Cuomo is. He was the one, you remember, who smeared Ed Koch. Remember that?
Well, yeah, I mean, and
for Cuomo, not the homo. That was him who put those flyers
irrespective. Irrespective of what you think of either Elliot Spitzer or David Patterson, and I have a very high opinion of David Patterson, but his stop at nothing approach to driving both of those men from the governor's office because they were the only things that stood in his way, I think is a textbook testimony to his character and his ambition. So it doesn't surprise me that that's how he reacted to you. Finally, Jeffrey, what did you think of the Golden Globes last night?
What?
The Golden Globes. I'm sure you were glued.
I don't even know what the gold is. That on TV? Is it
I you know I
was watching
I had
a hockey
to.
Game. I don't watch TV. Listen, I don't have the time that you have. You have all this time for TV and the Emmys. You know, the Emmys, that's what Andrew Cuomo won. You're just like him. You care about the Emmys. What the F is the Golden Globes? I have no interest. I'm either working or I'm watching sports on TV. That's
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, again, there's no one I'd rather be insulted by because you are just so entertaining while doing it. It is always a treat to talk with you. And whenever I'm arrested, which I think people assume is inevitable, I do hope you'll be very, very generous in terms of considering your payment structure. So
thank you in advance.
I appreciate that. Jeffrey Lichtman on WABC. We'll take your calls next. 800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. This is The Other Side of Midnight. Straight ahead.